Dawson, good morning.
Morning, Tony.
I always ask folks who cover Detroit, especially when they're based here in Lansing, why should we care here in Lansing and around the state what happens to Detroit?
I guess the short answer is because if Detroit fails, the impact on the residents of virtually every community in the state would be affected in some way by the loss of confidence in Michigan municipal government. Cost more to borrow, it'd be harder to borrow. All kinds of projects that the communities everywhere count on might be put in jeopardy. And then I guess there's sort of the sense that Michigan is a community itself, that we're all a part of a single endeavor to some extent. These are our fellow citizens.
Just curious to know, Dawson, just from your perspective, do the legislators that you come into contact with, do the readers, do the people you talk to support doing what can be done to help Detroit? Would they rather the state backed off? What's that take?
As with so many things in public policy, views are sharply divided. Many citizens, especially the farther you get away from Southeast Michigan, feel like Detroit has been nothing but a drain on the rest of the state, and that we've poured endless amounts of resources in and to little result. On the other hand, there are lots of supporters and certainly the opinions in the city itself are divided about whether the state, you know, about how much control the state should have about the resources it does send Detroit's way. So it's all over the map.
You write that the historic consent agreement between the city and the state over the management of Detroit, the city agreed to give up, at least temporarily, a good deal of the sovereignty over its financial affairs. So aside from the hopes of that sovereignty, what does Detroit get in return from your perspective?
That kind of remains to be seen. As I hope we took pains to point out in this story that you're referring to, the actual hard cash that many of Detroit's elected leaders think is a necessity to help them transition to a more sound financial future isn't forthcoming now, and I think there's very little reason to believe that it will be, because one, the state really doesn't have the money, and two, the political will to provide it is not there. There isn't support in the legislature, certainly, for a massive bailout package for Detroit. But there are lots of other things. I mean, the key to this whole consent agreement is the notion that a quasi-independent financial advisory board and some expert assistance from a project manager and a new CEO will somehow allow some of the decisions about the spending, controlling spending, be made that haven't been made in the past. It's very much an open question whether it will work.
All right. Well, some of the things you write about how the state can help the city of Detroit involves Belle Isle and putting more state troopers in the city, what they're going to do with Eastern Market. The city bus service is a mess. Talk about some of those key issues.
Well, most of those are really sort of extraneous to the consent agreement itself, which governs the actual operations of the city, and we're in the works. They're more or less a continuing part of the interaction between the state of Michigan and the city of Detroit. The Belle Isle, converting Belle Isle to a state park is fairly extraordinary step for a municipal recreation facility, but it could have beneficial effects. I think most of us feel that the state parks are reasonably well managed and attractive places, and at times local management of Belle Isle has been lacking. Some of those other things, well, like the state police patrols that are going to be beefed up in Detroit and Flint and Saginaw, were announced by the governor several months before the consent agreement was reached. And nobody would argue that Detroit is a place where law and order is at times precarious, and having more law enforcement resources is definitely going to make some difference. The size of the problem is that's what makes Detroit so much different than any of the other municipalities or even school districts that have been affected by this by financial emergencies. Detroit is just so much bigger, and its problems are so much more intractable.
So the Michigan State Fairgrounds will transfer ownership to the state land bank to expedite its development, so someone can buy that and develop it.
Yeah, that's the plan. I think there's already in the works plans for a Meijer Superstore on part of that property, and there's some talk about commuter transfer stations. I'm not quite up to speed on all of those, but it's clear that the state fair is a thing of the past, and they're trying to find some adequate use for that property that will, enhance the value of it and the surrounding neighborhoods. As if you've been down in that area lately, there's some pretty grim neighborhoods hard by the old state fairgrounds.
Dawson, will there be a bridge built from Detroit into Windsor? And if so, when do you think it'll be built?
Maybe, maybe not. And maybe soon, maybe never, right? That's one of those things that the governor and a lot of other powerful forces are very deeply committed to, but the obstacles to make it happen are obviously huge, and so far they haven't figured out a way to make it happen. The governor seems to have abandoned the idea of winning support for the project in the legislature, and they're working behind the scenes with the Canadians to try and come up with an alternative sort of government structure that would allow them to go ahead without legislative approval. We've been waiting for that announcement for it's getting on about close to 6 months now, and so far nothing. I guess my sense is that yes, it will happen at some point, but I'm not going to predict that it'll be anytime soon.
And then in a story that we had talked about some months ago, there is a truck and train transfer station that has been on the drawing board for a while. I can remember hearing the story about a current tunnel that's used for trains being changed into one just for trucks, and then a new tunnel being built specifically for trains that would be larger. You heard anything about those two proposals?
Well, you can. I do continue to hear about them. I don't hear anything. I haven't heard any project announcements. So again, these projects are so immense and costly that the number of elements that have to be put into place before one can go forward is huge. Part of that whole infrastructure plan includes this giant freight transfer station yard, whatever they call it there in southwest Detroit, that was actually part of what we wrote about in that story. The state made additional sort of verbal commitments to expanding it, but the price for that is in the range of $500 million. And where they come up with that kind of money at a time when communities all over Michigan are desperate for more roads.